WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving, 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 but never really getting anything back? Like you're a walking emotional punching bag. Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving deep into the crucial art of setting boundaries not just for your sanity, but for your overall well-being. Because let's be real, in this crazy world, our emotions are constantly being bombarded from all angles. Social media, demanding jobs, even our own thought patterns can leave us feeling drained and overwhelmed. So how do we navigate this emotional minefield without losing our souls in the process? It all starts with setting clear boundaries. Think of them as your emotional armor. They're not about shutting people out or being selfish. It's about protecting your precious energy and ensuring you have enough to thrive. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries sounds kind of rigid, right? Not at all. Think of it more like a well-designed fence around your emotional garden. It allows the good stuff in love, joy, connection while keeping the negativity and toxicity out. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this boundary-setting journey. 1. Know your worth. This is foundational, guys. Understand that your time, energy, and emotions are valuable. You deserve to be treated with respect, both by yourself and by others. If someone consistently disrespects your boundaries, it's a red flag they might not be worth keeping in your life. 2. Be specific. Vague boundaries are like whispers in the wind, easily ignored. Be crystal clear about what you will and will not tolerate. For example, instead of saying, I need some space, try, I need some quiet time to myself after work. That way, people know exactly what you're asking for. 3. Practice saying no. This can be tough at first, I get it. But remember, saying no is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-respect. You don't have to explain yourself or justify your decisions. A simple no, thank you, can be incredibly powerful. Though, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small boundaries in areas where you feel comfortable. Maybe it's saying no to that extra social commitment, or setting aside dedicated time for self-care. 5. Be consistent. Consistency is key, my friends. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. Don't give in to pressure or guilt trips. The more consistent you are, the stronger your boundaries will become. Picture this. You're at work, swamped with projects and feeling overwhelmed. A coworker pops by asking for help on something that's completely outside your responsibilities. Your mind races should you say yes. Ever felt like that? You know that sinking feeling of being pulled in every direction, leaving no space for yourself. But hold on. Remember what we talked about today. Boundaries. Think of it this way. Saying no here doesn't mean you're a bad coworker. It means you're prioritizing your own workload and well-being. You can politely decline, explaining that you're already stretched thin, and offer to help in a different way, perhaps sharing relevant resources or suggesting they speak with someone else. By setting the small but crucial boundary, you've protected your time and energy, allowing yourself to focus on what truly matters. And trust me, that ripple effect will benefit you throughout the day. So remember, friends, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about investing in your emotional well-being. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive, to connect authentically with others, and to live a life filled with joy and purpose. Now go out there and set those boundaries like a boss. And don't forget to share your own experiences. What are some of the most impactful boundaries you've set in your life? Catch me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. We'll be diving into the power of mindfulness, so get ready to calm those inner storms.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.